All right, good evening. Dedicate tonight's shiur to the yard site of Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, today, Gimel Tammuz. Zechus Yagen Aleinu Val Kol Yisrael. This parasha, parasha's Balak, is always read in the month of Tammuz. Tammuz, as mentioned in the previous week, is a month that is associated with the future. Shem Yishmuel brings down that the 3 weeks beginning in Tammuz, which now are three sad weeks, will be 3 weeks of joy, 3 weeks of simcha. Yehavchu yamim elu l'sasainu l'simcha. They will be yamim tovim in the future, beginning with Shivasa b'Tammuz. So Tammuz is the beginning, the month of the Aschalta, the Geula, sort of the beginning of the Yom Tov of La'asid Lavoi. So Tammuz is the month that is associated with the future, although of course we have to, if we're still in Golus in 2 weeks, fast on Shavasa B'Tammuz, knowing though that Shavasa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av are really potentially and will be days of Yom Tov, the day that we were supposed to receive the first Luchos. So Tammuz is a Geula Dika month. It is a month that will experience Geula. We don't have to say that about Nisan, because Nisan is already a month of Geula. We don't have to say that about Adar. Adar has already been changed to Geula. But Tammuz and Av, but right now we're talking about Tammuz, is destined to be a month of Geula. And as we enter the month of Tammuz, we read the parsha that is associated with Geula, which is Balak. Balak is the parsha that Bilam prophesizes that the Jewish people will be redeemed. The Jewish people have a future, unlike the nations. The Jewish people will have a redeemer, a descendant of Malchus Beis David. As Bilam says to Balak, who hired Bilam to curse the Jews and to curse them in such a way that they should have no future, the irony is Bilam is the one who tells Balak, you have no future. But the Jewish people do. Dorach koichav miyakov, v'kom shevet miyisrael, u'mochatz pa'asei moyov. Moyov, who at this point Balak was the leader of, even though Balak himself was not really a Moavite. Balak was from Midian. Balak is Tzur. According to Chazal, he's the father of Cosby, mentioned at the end of the parasha. So, but Balak was the king of Moyov. He represents Moyov. He certainly wasn't expecting to hear about the downfall of Moyov. So Bilam tells him, u'mochatz pa'asei moyov. David HaMelech will begin the downfall of Moav, as Rashi quotes here from Chazal, based on the Pasuk in Shmuel, Shenema boy Hashkei boy Sam Arza, Zed David. David will begin the downfall of Moav, David who's a descendant of Moav, David who's a descendant of Balak. Balak is the grandfather of Rus, as Chazal tells us that in the schus of the 42 Karbonis that he was Makriv, Rus comes out of him. David comes out of Balak. Mashiach comes out of Balak. The same Balak who hires Bilam to curse the Jewish people that they should have no future, the future of the Jewish people descends from Balak of all people. U'machatz pa'asei moyav, says Bilam to Balak, v'hoya edoim yureisha, v'hoya yureisha seir oiva, v'yered miyakoi, v'hevet sorid meir, referring to the Shevet and the Koichav, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, that's David and Mashiach. The Rambam tells us at the end of Hilchos Malachim in Perek Yud Aleph that if someone doesn't believe in the coming of Mashiach and denies, someone doesn't not only not believe but also does not anticipate his arrival, says the Rambam, he denies the Torah and he denies the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Chasam Sofer tells us, that's Parshas Balak. The Rambam quotes these psukim here in Balak as proof that there will be a Mashiach, a human being of flesh and blood, who has a father and a mother, who will redeem the Jewish people. And the Rambam says that if one doesn't believe, or even if he believes, but he thinks that it's only discussed in the prophets, it's not in the Torah, it's not in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, he denies Parshas Balak. He's a Kofer in the Torah and in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chasam Sofer tells us that Parshas Balak is the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Although it's the Nevuah of Bilam, it's the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the only story in Chumash that no one witnessed. Interesting phenomenon. The whole story of Balak took place miles away. No one knew it even happened. Unlike all the other episodes in Chumash, were witnessed by millions of people. This story happened with Balak and Bilam and a few people. It was in private on top of a mountain, distant away from Klal Yisrael. And we only know it's true because Moshe Rabbeinu told it to us. And he didn't see it either. He knows it's true because Hashem told it to him. So if someone doesn't believe the story of Balak, he denies the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why the Rambam says not only is he a denier if he doesn't believe in Mashiach, which is discussed in this parasha, not only is he a denier in Torah, which Parshas Balak, of course, is a parasha in Torah, he's also denying the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Balak is a parasha that is associated with the future, as Tammuz. In Balak, we're being told what's going to happen to Tammuz. And we always mention the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha. Parshas Balak starts with Vayar Balak ben Sipor, Vayogar Moyav, and he sends agents to Bilam to curse the Jews, and he says, this is a nation that came out of Mitzrayim, Hinei Chisa es Ein Ha'oretz, as Rashi says, it refers to the killing of Sichon and Og, who protected them from Bnei Yisrael. Now they weren't protected anymore. V'hu Yoshev Mimuli. An interesting expression. Mefarshim ask, what exactly does he mean? V'hu Yoshev Mimuli. Rashi says, Choser Ksiv. It's written without a vav, the word Mimuli, which normally means opposite me. Mul is opposite. Here Rashi says, because it's missing a vav, it's like as if it's the word Amilein, which means to destroy. Kroivim Heim Lahachriseini. They're close to annihilating me. This is what Balak's fear was, and it was unfounded because the Jews were not coming to attack Moav at all. This wasn't going to happen. It wasn't going to happen until the future. They weren't allowed to attack Moav. Before Mashiach comes, we can't enter the land of Moav. So the whole parsha of Balak, the whole story with Balak and Bilam with the donkey, was all unnecessary, because if Balak would have realized the Jews weren't coming anyway, there was nothing to talk about. There was no reason for him to hire Bilam. But Hashem, who was the Mesabev Hasibais, caused that Balak should be worried, Balak should be afraid, the entire Moav is petrified, and he hires Bilam, and we have the story here of Balak and Bilam, and the Nevuahs, and the prophecies concerning all that's going to happen to Klal Yisrael till the end of time. As the Zohar, quoted here by the Pirush on the Targum Yonis, and at the end of the Nevuah of Bilam, tells us that the last few psukim here of the Nevuah of Bilam are talking to the last wars and events that will take place prior, right before the arrival of Mashiach. It's all here at the end of Balak. But what does he mean here when he says, V'hu Yoshev Mimuli? What's the expression, Yoshev? The Jews weren't settling there. If anything, they're going into Eretz Yisrael. They're not settling right there. Why does he use the expression, Yoshev? And what does he mean by Mimuli, which normally means opposite me, as Unkelus translates over here, Milikivli. Kovli is the same targum, the same translation as the word Neged. And Neged means opposite. We find in the parasha here, the donkey, after the donkey saw the Malach, and Bilam hits the donkey, he doesn't realize why the donkey is going on the side, and finally the donkey lies down, because the donkey sees the Malach and Bilam doesn't. So, after finally Bilam sees the Malach, and the Malach says, why did you hit the donkey? So the Malach says, Ki yorat haderech lenegdi. Hinei anochi yatzasi lesatan, ki yorat haderech lenegdi. And Rashi says in one of the Perushim, he gives a few Perushim, and one of them is, Lenegdi means it's against me. Lekaasi, lehamroisi. Haderech lenegdi, lekenosi ulehakniteini. Yorat haderech lenegdi. So neged means opposite. Neged usually means when enemies fight, they're facing each other. They're opposite each other. Lenegdi. Lenegdi, which Unkelus translates here, lakovli is the exact same way he translates mimuli, milakovli. So what exactly is Balak saying over here? At the end of the parasha is the story of the Benois Moav and the Benois Midian. where once Bilam sees that his curses aren't working because they're turning into blessings and to very wonderful prophecies for the Jewish people, so he advises Balak to get the Jews to sin, and that way the curses will occur. He can't curse them, but if you get them to sin and mingle and intermarry, which is what he really wants to do here, Vayochel ha'om liznois el benois mayav, Mefarshim say, Chazal tell us, Vayochel nischalelu mikidushosam kaviol, as if Kedushas Yisrael was nischalel here. That causes the tragedy at the end of this week's parasha, where 24,000 die in a magefa, and according to Chazal, another 176,000 were killed by the Dayanim, those who worshipped Pa'or, and those who sinned with the girls of Moav and Midian. And at the end of the parasha, we read about Pinchas. We are introduced to Pinchas Ze Eliyahu. In fact, that's why he becomes Eliyahu. He becomes Eliyahu Hanavi because of the incident here. Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. He's the only one who remembers the halacha of Haboy El Aramis Kanoen Poigenboy. And he kills Zimri and Cosby, and he's vilified for doing that, almost killed, until in the next week's parasha, as we'll see in Pinchas, where he's praised and protected by Hashem himself. So the parasha ends with the story of Maaseh Shittim, Vayeshev Yisrael, Bashittim, Miloshen Shtus, Jews fell in the city of Shittim, and there Pinchas rises to fame, and Pinchas becomes Eliyahu Hanavi. So Parashas Balak is the parasha of Eliyahu Hanavi too. It's the parasha of Geula, it's the parasha that talks about the nevuah of the Geula, as the Rambam says, it's the source for Bias HaMashiach, so therefore it's no wonder that this parasha contains Pinchas the Eliyahu, who is the Mevaser HaGeula, the one who's going to deliver the good news. Hine Anoichi Shoyleach Lechem Es Eliyahu Anovi Lefnei Bo Yoyim HaShem HaGodol VaHanoira, begins here in Chodesh Tammuz. In Chodesh Tammuz, we read Parshas Balak, the parasha that tells us the Nechama of the Geula, and we are introduced to Pinchas Ze Eliyahu, the Mevaser HaGeula. And how does Pinchas become the Mevaser HaGeula Eliyahu, who's a Malach Chai V'Kayam V'Nitzchi, who never experienced death? Because Pinchas separated Bnei Yisrael from the Umayz HaOilam. Pinchas was the one who stood up and stopped the assimilation. He stopped the mingling. That was Bilam's advice. And that's really what this parasha is about. What's unique about Klal Yisrael, Hen Om Levodot Yishka, and Bilam himself says that what's unique about the Jewish people is that they do not mingle. Hen Om Levodot Yishkain Uvagoyim Lo Yischashav. This is a nation that dwells alone. Today we see it literally. Hen Om Levodot Yishkain Uvagoyim Lo Yischashav. And we are not considered anything among the Goyim. That's literally what it means. Targum Yonason says it means something else. Targum Yonason says of Agoyim Lo Yischashav means that we do not mingle with the Goyim. That's what it means. We do not follow their ways. We don't imitate them. We don't do what they do. We don't eat what they eat. Total separation. That's Henom Levodot Yishka, and especially as Unkelus and Chazal and Rashi brings here, that's what's going to bring us the future. That's what's going to bring us the Geula, where we will truly dwell alone as an exalted nation, is because Uvagoyim Lo Yischashav. It doesn't interest us. It shouldn't interest us, at least, what goes on among the Goyim. And this we can connect to the month of Tammuz, because Tammuz is the month in which Yerushalayim, the wall around Yerushalayim, was breached, and the Goyim came into Yerushalayim. The Havdalah, the separation between Yisrael and Amim, that which separated us between the nations, the wall around Yerushalayim, was destroyed. Hufka ha'ir, batiboka ha'ir, took place in Tammuz. Why does this happen in Tammuz? It goes back to the Chet Ha'egel, which is what occurs in Tammuz and leads to the Shviras Haluchais, and that was the first tragedy in Tammuz, where the Chet HaEgel was also a mingling between us and the Erev Rav. We were supposed to separate from the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav, Miloshen Erevuv, the Erev Rav mixed with Klal Yisrael, causing them to sin, causing them to bow to the Egel, to worship the Egel. that as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu had to solidify the wall, the separation between us and them. We find an interesting pasuk. The pasuk says, "By the Chet Ha'egel, Vayamoid Moshe, Moshe stood b'Sha'ar Hamachane." And he said, he called out, "Mila Hashem Eloi, who is for Hashem, should come to me." What does it mean, Vayamod Moshe b'Sha'ar Hamachane? And even later, as again, Vayomer Lehem, Koam Hashem Elokei Yisrael, everyone should take their swords, Ivru Vashuvu Misha'ar Vashar Bamachane. The pasuk says it again, from gate to gate. What's the idea of the gate here? We mentioned that every month has a combination of Hashem's name. The combination of Hashem's name for the month of Tammuz is the words in Megillas Esther, at the end of Perek Dalet, where Haman says, "V'chol zeh einenu shoveh li, v'chol eis asher ani ro'eh es Mordechai ha'Yehudi yoshev b'sha'ar ha'melech." What does that pasuk mean? Haman says, even after everything that he has, all the riches, and invited to the party one after the other, and everyone is bowing to him, but as seeing Mordechai not bowing to him, he can't take it, he can't handle it. It's all worthless to me, he says. Every time I see Mordechai sitting by the gate of the king, and Rashi brings from the Gemara that Mordechai showed him his shoe in which his signature was there, he was sold to him as a slave, as Chazal tell us. This is where the combination of Hashem's name for Tammuz, because the last letters of Ze Einenu Shoveli is Yud Kei Vav Kei backwards, and that's the combination of Hashem's name. For Tammuz is mentioned many times in different interpretations. Tonight we'll offer a new idea of why this pasuk is chosen as the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Tammuz. Svarim say that when a combination is found in a pasuk for a month, it's not only those words, it's the entire pasuk. So the whole pasuk has to do with Tammuz. V'chol zeh einenu shoveli, says Haman, it's all worthless to me. V'chol eis asher ani ro'eh es Mordechai ha'Yehudi yoshev b'sha'ar ha'melech. That's the entire pasuk. What is Haman saying? One interpretation is that Haman is telling his wife and children and friends that the Bnei Yisrael are learning Torah. What's Mordechai doing? The Medrash says on this very pasuk that Mordechai gathered the children and sat with them, b'sha'ar ha'melech, and was saying psukim with them. They were saying Tehillim, they were learning, they were saying Mishnayos, whatever it is. They were learning. So that's what Haman says. V'chol zeh einenu shoveli, it's all worthless to me. There's nothing I can accomplish if Mordechai is sitting b'sha'ar ha'melech and learning with the Talmidim Torah. Similar to what we find in the Medrash this week with Bilam. When Bilam is first approached, so the Medrash says that Bilam was from the greatest philosophers, from the greatest philosophen, from the greatest thinkers, and he told the people who came to him, he said straight out, he said, if the Bnei Yisrael are learning Torah, and the Medrash uses the expression, Mitzafzefin bebotei kneisiyosu bebotei midrashos, hakoil koil Yaakov, then there's nothing you can do. You got to stop them from learning. You gotta close down the yeshivas, and especially the children under the age of bar mitzvah, make sure they're not learning, and then you'll be able to conquer them. The Medrash says on the pasuk, "V'hu yoishev Pesach ha'oihel kechayim hayoyim." It says by Avraham Avinu that he was sitting by the entrance of the tent. Says the Medrash, Hashem, he wanted to stand. Hashem came to talk to him, so he wanted to stand. So Hashem said, "No, sit. You sit." Va'ata simon lebanecha. That when you sit, I will stand and protect you. This is a medrash different than the ones that we know from Rashi at the beginning of Vayera, talking about judges. So here the medrash says that if Klal Yisrael are sitting and learning, v'hu yoshev, if Klal Yisrael are sitting in the Batei Midrashos and learning, Hashem says, I will stand and I will protect them and I will save them from their enemies. And that's how some Mefarshim say is the meaning here of what Balak says to Bilam, v'hu yoshev mimuli. V'hu yoshev, meaning the Jews are sitting. They're sitting and learning. Mimuli, kaneged, they're opposite me. They're sitting and learning, and there's nothing I can do. In fact, the Balaturim says, v'hu yoshev mimuli, is that the Jews are surrounded by the clouds. They can see me, Balak says, and I can't see them. I mean, they're protected. They're protected. There's nothing we can do. We can't harm them. We can't do anything to them. V'hu yoshev, like v'hu yoshev Pesach ha'oel, v'hu yoshev, and that's how they connect with what Haman said. V'chol ze einenu shoyev eli b'chol eisa sh'amirayas Mordechai Yehudi yoshev b'sha'ar ha'melech. If Mordechai is sitting with the Talmidim, v'hu yoshev, the same expression, b'sha'ar ha'melech, there's nothing I can do, Haman says. V'chol ze einenu shoyev eli. And that's the message to Tammuz. Tammuz, the month in which we experienced tragedy, churban, and the goyim came in. So the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Tammuz is from the words where Haman himself, the enemy, says, if you want the enemy to leave, if you want to be protected from your enemy, look at the words of Haman. What did Haman say? V'chol ze einenu shoyev eli, v'chol eisa asher aniraya es Mordechai Yehudi yoyshev b'sha'ar ha'melech, which is what Balak says to Bilam over here, v'hu yoyshev mi muli. That's one idea. But v'negele in yoneinu, another idea, and that is, Sha'ar is the gate. The gate is the wall. The wall around the city is called the Chayma, the Sha'ar. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. At the end of Shir HaShirim, the pasuk says, in Perek Ches of Shir HaShirim, and it talks about the idea of Klal Yisrael separating from the nations and being like a wall and not allowing them in, not to intermarry, not to mingle with us. And the other pasuk says, Im Chayma hi nivne oleha tiras kosef. So Rashi says, if Klal Yisrael are like a wall, and we don't let them in, we don't marry into them, we don't allow them into our circles, you shouldn't be seduced by them, and so on, then Nivna Aleha Tiras Kosef, Yerushalayim will be built and will be strong, Ir HaKodesh Ubeis HaBechira. However, V'imdelesi, a door that surrounds it, the hinge, it goes in and out, door, like a revolving door, in and out. And so if we let them in, we go out to them and they come to us, v'imdeles hi, then notzer aleha luach orez, which Rashi says here, wood which rots, means that Klal Yisrael will experience churban, which is what happened and what caused Shivasa Batamas. Shivasa Batamas came about, churban came about because of Klal Yisrael mixing and imitating in the ways of the goyim. So im chayma hi nivne oleha tiras kosef. V'imdelesi notzer oleha luach ore. So a Jew has to be, Klal Yisrael have to be like a wall, keeping them out, keeping the goyim out, keeping goyishkeit out. And then they don't come in. But if we let them in, they come in. We go out to them, if we imitate their ways, then we can't expect things to be different. They're going to come in. And that's what happened on Tammuz. Tammuz, there was a breach in the wall because it was the imdelesi, not zroleh luach ores. We weren't strong like a wall. And perhaps that's also what Haman is saying. V'chol ze einenu shoyev eli. V'chol eis asher aniroyes Mordechai Yehudi yoshev b'sha'ar ha'melech. Mordechai is standing by the gate, meaning he's blocking the gate. He's not letting the goyim in. He's teaching his people, he's teaching Klal Yisrael, they have to separate from the goyim. If they stay strong like a wall, says Haman to his family, then there's nothing I can do. V'chol ze einenu shoyev eli. And that's what caused the churban of Tammuz to happen. Shivasa b'Tammuz, where the wall around Yerushalayim was breached, was precisely because of that. And perhaps that's also what Balak is saying to Bilam. There's the pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach. In Parshas Vayishlach it says that Esav says to Yaakov, Neilecha v'nisav v'neilecha v'eilecha l'negdecha. He said, let's travel together. We'll go both together and we'll go home to Yaakov. He'll be so happy to see his two children getting along. And Yaakov said, he's mochel toivus, he's not interested, because Esav's true intent over here, which is Chazal tells us that these psukim also talk about the future, it wasn't only now. His intent is to mingle with Yaakov. But he did it in a very smart way. He doesn't say, you should be like me. He says, we'll travel together. But, he says, ve'elecha l'negdecha. He uses the word neged again. Neged means opposite. We'll go together, but I'll respect you being different. You'll be neged. We won't be the same. You'll keep to your Torah and mitzvahs. You'll keep Shabbos, kashrus. We won't intermarry. Or, as the Svarim say, you'll stay religious, but you'll come to our schools. We'll will educate you. And Rashi says, l'negdecha means b'shovelach. Even though that's not what neged doesn't mean shovel, yet Rashi says it means b'shovelach, because Rashi is telling us here what the true intention of Esav was. He only used the word l'negdecha to try to trick Yaakov into joining him. Join me and I'll respect you being neged, I'll respect you being different. But really his intent was, as Rashi says, b'shovel. He really wants to join with Yaakov. So Yaakov says, no, hayilodim rakim, I'm going to educate my children my way, you educate your way, not interested. So we see Yaakov was steadfast, Yaakov was like a wall. Yaakov didn't let Esav make any inroads whatsoever, and that's why Yaakov was matzliach with his kids, mitasei shleima with all of them. And perhaps that's what Balak is saying to Bilam here too. Vayishlach malachim el Bilam and likroi leleim or hine am yotzim mitzrayim. Behu Yoshev Mimuli, says Uncle Ismila Kovli, which is the same word that he uses for neged. I see that they are neged, they're opposite. They're again, they don't want to mingle, they don't want to join. And if they don't want to join, there's no way that we're going to be able to conquer them. In fact, Balak was very smart. Balak knew that fighting them with conventional weapons is not going to work. If the Jews were able to conquer Sichon and Og, Hine Chisa es Ein Ha'oretz, Sichon and Og, says the Bnei Yisoschar, they were the mezuzah of Le'umazah. They were there for protection purposes. They were there to guard the Sha'ar of Eretz Yisrael, the wall, in other words, to make sure that the Jews don't come in. That's exactly what Sichon and Og were about. To make sure that the Jews don't enter. And with their demise, with getting rid of them, made it possible for the Jews now to go into Eretz Yisrael. This is what Balak is afraid of. So the Bnei Yisoschar tells us that on a mezuzah it is written that Shem Yischov Vav Zayin Vav Beis Mem Vav Chav Samach Zayin, and then again Chav Vav Zayin Vav. What that really is these are the letters after the words Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. Yudke Vavke Elokeinu Yudke Vavke. The letters after that is Chav Vav Zayin Vav and so on, which altogether was equal to 213, equal to the word Sichain Oig. So says the Bnei Yisoschar. So the Bnei Yisoschar says that Sichain and Oig were in Tuma what the mezuzah is in Kedusha. The mezuzah protects us. Where do we put the mezuzah? On the doorway. Uchesaftam al mezuzah is beisecha uvish orecha, on the sha'ar, which the mezuzah reminds us that we are different and keep the bad influences out of the home. Separate yourself. Don't let the goyim in. Don't let goyishkeit in. Today you don't have to actually let a goy into your house to be affected. Uchsaftam al mezuzos, which is also zoz moves. It removes death. The mezuzah protects you even when you're not in your house. And it tells you what is written in the mezuzah. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Hashem is one. We praise Hashem that He is one, and He praises us that we are one, that we are His nation. We don't mingle with anyone else, and of course we don't switch Hashem for anyone else or join Hashem with anyone else, which was what the Chet HaEgel was, the problem of the Chet HaEgel. That's what's written on the mezuzah. So the shame that's written on the mezuzah, Chof of Zayin Vav, etc., is equal to Sichain Oig. Says the Bnei Yisoschar that when we got rid of Sichain and Oig, which was the mezuzah of Le'umaz, the point was that we should be careful, we should make a shmira, we should protect Eretz Yisrael and protect our homes. That's why afterwards in Sefer Devarim we are taught about the mezuzah, chsaftam al mezuzah is beisecha v'sharecha. Perhaps we could hint it over here in the words vayogar moyav. Moyav was afraid. The shayrish of the word vayogar is yud gimel reish, which is equal to those shemais, equal to sichain oig. Moyav is afraid because the shmira that they had is gone. They don't have the shmira anymore. Sichon and Oig is no longer there. Hine Chisa es Ein Ha'oretz. And the Hu Yoshev Mimuli, the Jewish people are sitting and learning, and they're ap Mimuli, and they're Kenegdi, they're opposite, they don't want to mingle with us. So what do? That's why they're turning to Bilam, the Chacham. They're turning to Bilam now, the Navi of the nations, who's Koichai the Piv, who also has the power of speech. He's a Navi. He knows how to curse. They know he knows how to curse because he cursed Moav with the war with Sichon, that Moav would lose the war, as we read at the end of Parashas Chukas, and he was successful. And Moav lost the kingdom. Aniram Ovad Cheshbain Adiva, and we see clearly over here, Balak wasn't even a Moavite. They never had a king from their own people. All the kings that they produced from other nations, including Balak, who later was even fired. He had to go back to Midian, as Chazal tell us at the end of the parasha. You ever heard of a king that's fired? You have one here, who's impeached, whatever word we can use here. So that's what's happening here. Balak is trying very hard, together with Bilam, to get the Jews to mingle with them, to remove the barrier, the chayma, the havdalah ben Yisrael la'amim. And that's why later they are successful with the story. That's the connection between the end of the parasha and the beginning. The vehu yoshev mimuli, temporarily, is changes at the end of the parasha where many Jews, unfortunately, do intermarry and do mingle with the Bnei Smoyav and the Bnei Smidyon, mostly from Shevet Shimon. And Pinchas stands up, and Pinchas strengthens the chayma, the wall between us and the nations, the Havdalah, the Yavdel, the Havdalah that Hashem made between light and darkness, right at the beginning of creation. Is the same Havdalah ben Yisrael lo Amim, which is why Hashem created the world. Bereshis bara Elohim, Chazal said, Altik Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael shenikru Ureshis, Bishvil HaTayra shenikras Reshis. Bnei Yisrael are racious, and through the Torah they stay racious, they stay separated from the nations, and in that sechus, hen om levodod yishkoinu v'agoyim lo yischashov, and in that sechus we experience geula. Pinchas, the mevaser Eliyahu, is the mevaser ha-geula. Pinchas stood up for that havdalah ben Yisrael lo amin, which even Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, forgot the halacha here. Interesting that the Targum Yonason says, when the Pasuk says over here, Vehema Boichim, and they were crying, says the Targum Yonason, they were saying Kriyashma. Why were they saying Kriyashma? They were trying to be Mesaka in the chait of the mingling, of the joining with the nations. So they were saying Kriyashma, as mentioned before, that which is written in the mezuzah, which keeps us separated from the goyim, which is placed on the sha'ar of the house, Uchsaftam al mezuzah is Beisecho v'Shorecha, to once again be able that the Goyim should say about us, Vehu Yoshev Mimuli. It's interesting, the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Bikshu Chachomim Lekvoya Parshas Bolok Bekriyas Shema. Chazal wanted that Parshas Bolok should be part of Shema. Imagine having to say every day, besides Shema, Vehoyim Shemoya, and Vayomer, I guess it means the entire Parshas Bolok. Alright, it didn't happen. But Bikshu Chachamim Lekvaya Parshas Balak B'Kriyashma. What does that mean? Why? What does Balak have to do with Kriyashma? They bring the Pasuk, Hen Om Kelavi Yakum V'Chari Yisnasa. Chazal say it's going on saying Kriyashma. Based on what we're saying now, it's understood. Shema Yisrael Hashem Aleikenu Hashem Echad, especially Hashem Aleikenu Hashem, those are the words that are hinted on the mezuzah. That's the Pasuk that the Jewish people cried out and said on their way to the gas chambers. That's the pasuk that we said while going through all the persecutions. That's the pasuk that Klal Yisrael always was what came out of the lips of the Jewish people. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Even the Goyim, even the worst Nazis, Ki Yodua, knew this pasuk. This is the pasuk that belongs to Am Yisrael and Am Yisrael only. This is the pasuk that separates us from the Christians who don't believe Hashem Echad. This is the pasuk that separates us from the world. Therefore, Parshas Balak, they wanted to be Kaiveya in Shema, because the message of Balak, the message, Vehu Yoshev Mimuli, the message here of Hen Am Levodad Yishkoin V'Agoyim Lo Yischashav, is the concept of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, recognizing that Hashem is one and not mingling with the nations of the world, just like Hashem doesn't mix us with the nations. Hashem chose us and it's forever. And perhaps this is why, after Chet HaEgel, Vayamoid Moshe B'Sha'ar HaMachaneh, Moshe stood by the gate. Moshe stood by the gate, meaning Moshe now is trying to solidify, to strengthen the Chayma Ben Yisrael Am, which at that time was the Erev Rav. Moshe felt especially guilty because Moshe was the one with Makar of the Erev Rav, as Pasuk says, Shicheis Amcha Asher Eleisu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Moshe stands b'sha'ar ha-machaneh, ivru v'shuvu mi-sha'ar l'sha'ar, after the chet ha-egel, that we should separate ourselves from the chaytim, separate ourselves totally from the Erev Rav. Chet ha-egel was in Tammuz. Haman himself, Haman, who represents the evil in the world, Haman says that b'chol eis asher niroyes Mordechai Yehudi yoshev b'sha'ar hamelech, then zeh einenu shov v'li, there's nothing that I can do. Especially as the pasuk stresses Yehudi, Mordechai Yehudi, a Yid is a Yehudi, which the Gemara says means he's moide b'chol ha'toyah kula, he's a koifer ba'avodah zara. He denies idol worship, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He admits to the entire Torah. That's a Yehudi. So Haman says, as long as the Jews are Yehudim, and as long as they're staying separate, and they're not mingling with us, and that's the Shem Havaya of Chodesh Tammuz. That's the message. As we enter the month of Tammuz, and we have to think at least, even though we hope it won't be, we have to think just in case, Chas V'Shalom, there'll be another Shavuot B'Tammuz, another 3 weeks. Why? Why did it happen? What's going to stop it? What's going to end it? What's going to bring about the Venahapoichu? Like this week's parasha, this whole parasha is a parasha of an ahapeichu. The klolois of Bilam on his hapeich to brachos. We see the tremendous ahava of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. Oyhev Amo Yisrael is begematria Yerach Tammuz. Even though the pasuk says, "Anochi Hester Astir Ponai," Astir, Hester Ponim, which begins in Tammuz, Astir is begematria Yerach Tammuz, but the same gematria is Oyev Amo Yisrael. Hashem loves us even in the Hester Ponim, and the purpose of the Hester is to bring to Gilui. The purpose of the concealment is to bring to revelation. As we enter Tammuz, we learn Vayav, we learn the parsha of Vayav, Hashem alekech lechoes haklola levrocha, which is what Hashem wants us to do. He wants us to be mahapech, the klola to brocha. He wants us to be mahapech, the sad days of the 3 weeks, after the three Shabbosos of Yomim Tovim, as you do what Svarim tell us, the Shem Mishmuel brings it down, the Pritzadik and others, that the three Shabbosos of the 3 weeks this year, it'll be Matos, Masai, and Devorim, Akeneged, Amoin, Moav, and Edoim, the three nations that will be ours in the future, as told to us by Bilam in this week's parsha. Umochatz Paasei Moav, Ahoya Edoim, Yerasha, Ahoya Yerasha, Seir Oivav, Amoin is included in Moav Kiyodua. And that's why we find in the parsha that Bilam, as the Shem Shmuel writes, was trying to uproot from Klal Yisrael the Sholosh Regolim. That's why the Malach says to Bilam, actually the donkey says to Bilam, Hikisani zeh sholosh regolim. Three times you hit me. Rashi brings here, Uma hachayegeges sholosh regolim. You want to uproot, you want to destroy, you want to annihilate a nation that observes three Yomim Tovim. The Shem Shmuel goes on to say that these three Yomim Tovim are keneged, the three midos of a Yid, which counter the three midos rois of Bilam, as mentioned in this week's Pirkei Avos, that the Ma Bein Talmidav Shel Avraham Avinu the Talmidav Shel Bilam Arasha. The Mishnah this week's Pirkei Avos talks about the three midos of Bilam is Ayin Ra'ah, as we see in this parasha. Rashi enumerates them: Ruach Gevoya and Nefesh Rechava, which is Keneged Kena Taiva Kova. Those are the three midos Ra'ahs of Bilam. Avraham Avinu, on the other hand, is Ruach Nemeicha, Nefesh Shefela, Ayin Taiva. So Avram works on himself. Avram is mahapech, the midos ra'os of kina, taiva, and kavod, to ayin taiva, which is the opposite of a person who can't fagin, like Bilam couldn't take the fact that someone else should have something which he doesn't have, which is kina, and taiva, and kavod, as we see in the parasha, that Bilam was all three. Every midah ra'ah one could possibly have, Bilam had. And Avraham Avinu encompasses all the midos toivos, ayin toiv, ruach nemeicha, nefesh shefala, which is keneged the three yomim toivim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. As the Shem Rishmul is mayruch, Pesach is keneged avodah zarah, mishku lachem, which is ruach gevoya, which is gaiva. One who is about gaiva is considered an idol worshiper, so Pesach is the tikkun for that. Shavuos is keneged nefesh shefala, nefesh rechava, b'mevatel taiva, prisha, before Kabbalah Satorah, and Sukkos. It's Keneged Kina. He discusses all of this in his piece in this week's parasha at the beginning, one of the first pieces in the Shem Shmuel. And perhaps we can connect it also with the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks came about because of Kina Taiva Kovod. The 3 weeks of Bein HaMitzarim came about because of the Midos Ra'os of Bilam, of Ayin Ra Nefesh Rechava and Ruach Gevoya. So the tikkun is to be mesaken in these midos rois, to be a Talmud of Avram Avinu. And the Mishnah says, Mabein Talmud of Shal Avram Avinu, Talmud of Shal Bilam Arash, Talmud of Shal Avram Avinu, Oichlin ba'olam hazeh, v'noichalin ha'olam ha'boh, sh'nem alahanch lo yehava yesh, v'yitzreseyem amalei. The Talmud of Shal Bilam Arash, Yorshin Gehenim, v'yordin lebe'er shachas, sh'nem av'ata, Elohim toiridem lever shachas, anshei domim, umir me leyechtsu imem, v'ani yeftach boch. Before Shem asks, what's the question? Mabein Talmud of Shal Avram Avinu, Talmud of Shal Bilam Arash, but you don't know the difference. It's so obvious what the difference is. And the Mishnah answers that Talmid of Shal Avram Avinu Oichlin ba'olam hazeh. It doesn't that contradict, but we know that Schar Mitzvah Bahaya Al Maleka. And they answer, we're not talking about Schar now. A person who has good midos enjoys this world. Oichlin ba'olam hazeh. Not that the Schar is here. He's able to benefit and have Hanoah in this world because he worked on himself. He's not jealous. He doesn't hate. He's not a Baal Gaiva. He's not a Baal Taiva. So, he appreciates this. He enjoys the world. He enjoys Olam Hazeh, and he gets Olam Haba. Masha Ein Kein Talmid of Shal Bilam Arash. You think the Goyim are happy, and they're in constant pursuit of worldly pleasures from one to the other, never satisfied. They don't have Olam Haba. They don't have this world. As the Mishnah says, Yorshin Gehenim here. Here they Yorish. They have Gehenim here in this world, before they even get to the Gehenim of the next world. These three midas are connected to 3 weeks. Connected Kinatay v'Kovay, connected Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos La'asid Lovay. These three Shabbosays will be three new Yomim Tovim, beginning with Shavuos B'Tamuz, ending with Tisha B'Av, as mentioned before. With these three Shabbosays, a new Shalosh Regalim that'll be higher than the Shalosh Regalim that we have today. Bilam wants to take away from us the Shalosh Regalim. He ends up being the one that prophesizes that there will be a Geula, the Mashiach will come, and we will have a new Shalosh Regalim, a higher Shalosh Regalim, a new Yomtiv, Shavuos B'Tamuz, another Yomtiv, Tisha B'Av, and the days in between, which are like Chol HaMoed, as Sfarim tell us. So Pinchas is Eliyahu. Pinchas, the Mevaser HaGeula, Pinchas becomes the Mevaser HaGeula, Eliyahu HaNavi, who will separate Klal Yisrael from the Umay Zoylem totally, as Chazal tells us in the future, that one of the tafkidim, one of the jobs of Eliyahu HaNavi, like Ezra did when they came to Eretz Yisrael, was to separate the Yidin from the Goyim. Eliyahu HaNavi, Pinchas, was the one who remembered the halacha of Haboyel Aramis Kanoyin Poygen Boy. That's how severe the Aveira of Haboyel Aramis is, the intermingling and intermarrying with Goyim, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Ba'arichas. The words Haboyel Aramis Kanoyin Poygen Boy is Begamatria Bereshis Bara Eloikim. Bereshis Bara Eloikim, Hashem created the world for Klal Yisrael, who are his Reishis, who keep to the Torah, which is called Reishis, which can only be if we separate from the nations of the world. Which this halacha tells us the severity that Haboyel Aramis Kanoyin Poygen Boy. Pinchas is the one who reveals this. Eliyahu HaNavi Pinchas at the end of the parasha, after the Chet of Shittim, after the Jews mingled with the nations and experienced a downfall and a plague, and 24,000 die, who later went as Galgal, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, as the Megal HaMukah says, Pinchas ends the Mageifa, Teotzar HaMageifa. Pinchas infuses new life into Klal Yisrael. The end of Parshas Balak is like the time we're in right now. The time we're in right now, unfortunately, is a time where never before have Klal Yisrael so mingled with the nations, intermarried. The percentage is so high, it's hard to even say it, especially here in America. Another Shittim, Vayeshev Yisrael, Bashittim, Vayochel, Om Chas V'Shalom, Kedushas Yisrael, as being the Schalel. And the end of the parasha tells us that there will be a Pinchas, there will be Gedoyle Yisrael that will foresee this. There will be Tzadikim, Bali Ruach HaKodesh, that will try to stop the assimilation, that will send their emissaries all over the world to make sure that Jews don't marry Goyim, because that will bring the Geula, to separate Klal Yisrael from the Umay Sa'olam. There will be a Pinchas, there will be Bale Mesiras Nefesh, even at the end of time, who go to places where no one else goes, only to stop one Yid from marrying a Goy. For that alone, it's worth it. Even if They're still not keeping Torah and mitzvahs b'shleimus, and who knows how many Yidden today were stopped. The tremendous chusim of those who are involved in this kind of kiruv from all kiruv organizations who are helping to prevent this chilul hakodesh, which is the advice of Bilam, which unfortunately today is so apropos. Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron hakoyen vayokam mitoicho eidu vayikach roimach biyodoi, says the Balaturim and other mefarshim, roimach is reish mem ches, the 248 words of Shkriya Shema. Pinchas said Shema. Pinchas cries out to Klal Yisrael. He says Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Pinchas infuses emunah into Klal Yisrael. Vayamoy Pinchas vayefalel, as it says in Tehillim. Pinchas davens for Klal Yisrael. Pinchas is Mesake and Klal Yisrael and prepares them for the Geula. And that's why right after this we go into Pashas Pinchas, Pinchas Ze Eliyahu, Mevasar HaGeula, as Targum Yoidison tells us, Hinani Noisein Le'ez Brisi Sholoim, and he's the one who lives forever because he's not affected by the Chatoyim that brought about the lack of the hapach of Nitzchias and Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz is the month that was affected. Because of the Egel, Tammuz would have been the month. We would have received the Luchas. Every Yid would live forever like Pinchas. So the only one it seems that wasn't affected by all of this is Pinchas. Pinchas is Zoicha to a special Schar, to a special Bracha, even though he was also there by Chet HaEgel. Because of his involvement here in the story of Shittim, Pinchas stops the Magefa. Therefore, Pinchas is zeicher to live forever. Even though there are different opinions who Eliyahu HaNavi is, it's not so clear. Tosfos and Bava Metzia brings down, there are those who say that he's from God. There are different opinions, but Chazal tell us, most of the opinions, it seems, agree that Eliyahu HaNavi, Pinchas are one and the same. In fact, in Chumash and Tanakh, nowhere do we find that the Pasuk talks about the death of Pinchas, or Eliyahu for that matter. Different interpretations exactly what that means. Whatever it is, Pinchas Eliyahu, Eliyahu is the Mevasar HaGeula, Hinei Noichi Shaliach Lechem is Eliyahu HaNavi. Now that we enter the month of Tammuz, 2 weeks to Shavasa B'Tammuz, we know Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that 2 weeks before a Yom Tov, you have to prepare for Yom Tov. You have to prepare with Emuna and Betochen that this year, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz will be a Yom Tov where we will get back the first Luchais, the Kedusha of the first Luchais, which the Imre Emes says that in Megillas Esther had the Kedusha of the first Luchais, and perhaps that's why the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Chodesh Tammuz is found in Megillas Esther Davka, hinting to us Tammuz, which was supposed to be the month to receive the first Luchais, will once again receive that Schar. We will be Zoyche in Tammuz, will be Zoyche for the Nahapaychu, the Ha'orah of the Luchos HaRishonos that are in Megillas Esther, as the Imre Emes brings a raya from a pasuk and a gemara in Megillah, that the Kedusha of the Megillah originates from the Luchos HaRishonos, and that's where the Tzir of Shem Havaya of Tammuz is found. We should be Zoychataka, that Tammuz should be Nishapech. Tammuz is Begamatria, Lekim Chashova L'Toiva, that all the ra that we perceive as ra in Tammuz will be turned around to Toiv. Tammuz is Begematria Melech HaMashiach. We should be Zeichet of his galas of Mashiach Tzidkenu. In this Chodesh Tammuz should be restored to its original greatness, which is Reuven. Tammuz is Reuven, as mentioned in previous weeks. Reuven will be the Bechor LaOsid Lavei. Tammuz will be the Rishon, the first day of the Yemei, of the Yomim Toivim of the 3 weeks. We should be Zeichet that this year, and experience and see with our own eyes all the nevuos. Erenu v'loy ata. He said, Erenu v'loy ata. Bilam said, I see geula, but not now. By us it should be topshanai and aleph is teheshnas erenu ata. That we should see the geula now, because it's already the zman ata b'gematria dor ha'acharon. It's already the last dor. We should be zeichet to become the first dor of geula, and all the nevuos of Pashas Balak Bilam will all be mekuyim in the hair of your mouth.